Nick Fratiani, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, I have to tell you, we're such big fans of yours. We were all rooting for you and so happy when you won American Idol. And we got to see you guys.
Thanks.
We got to see the American Idol tour down in Allentown. And I have to tell you, you were really, really sick that night at that concert. I don't know if you remember, but you came out and you nailed it. You were fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think I do remember that, actually. I think I was on vocal rest before that and then came out for the show, and we got through it. So, but I think I do remember that.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago now.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so first of all, tell our winners, American Idol must have been a great experience, and I would think it opened a lot of doors for you, right?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride, you know. It's been just making a lot of music, just enjoying my time. You know, this is the whole goal of American Idol, is to be able to kind of have a career after it, and I've been able to do that. That's always been the goal, is just play music and make that a career for me, and it's been that way. So it's been a really great experience.
And look at you now, touring in A Bronx Tale. This is huge. You must be, like, really, really pumped up about this.
Yeah, this has been an amazing experience. We're on our third week of rehearsals. Today's actually our last rehearsal in the city, and then we head up for tech rehearsals in Elmira, New York tomorrow. So we kind of put everything in the bus to tomorrow and leave the city and get really going with, you know, kind of, we'll finally be able to put on our costumes and all that stuff and really, you know, really do it on a theater stage. So I'm excited about it. It's coming out amazing. This is my, like, legit first time doing musical theater, and I'm around a bunch of pros, so I'm learning a ton, and it's been really a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is crazy, because people who know and love the movie A Bronx Tale, Chaz Palminteri, he has teamed up with these amazing people to create a musical. Now, I interviewed Chaz Palminteri once, and believe me, I was intimidated, because he's like the real deal. Did you feel the same way taking on this role?
Oh, I mean, I've had, yes. I mean, my final callback was in front of Chaz, and that was the first time I met him, and definitely extremely intimidated, especially when you've seen that, you know, when you've seen the movie and you see Chaz, you just automatically think it's Sonny, the gangster, because he played, you know, that's who he played, even though the movie is about Chaz's life. Chaz's real name is Calogero, who's the kid's name, but, you know, he's very intimidating, but he's one of the sweetest, nicest guys I've ever met, and I'm just honored to be able to you know, play a part in his story that's been told so many different ways, and now it's a Broadway musical.
And if people do not know about A Bronx Tale, can you tell us the story?
Sure. So The Bronx Tale is a story, really it's a story about fathers and sons. It's a story about love and underdogs, but above all, it's really a story about family. It's a true story. You know, like we said, it's based on Chaz Palminteri's childhood, growing up in the Bronx. And it's just a great, you know, I would suggest if you did see the movie and you liked the movie, you're really going to love the musical. It's a musical, I feel like it's a musical for if you don't think you're a guy, for instance, that would like musicals, this would be the musical for you. It's just a really great story, great music, great dancing, and above all, it's just, you know, a story about family, and it's something I'm proud to be a part of.
You got the father, you got the son, you got the mob, you got the music. This has it all, right?
You got it all, and I'm actually playing Lorenzo, so I'm playing the father, so I'm playing De Niro's character in the story. It's been pretty crazy.
Talk about intimidating, right?
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. You know, because he was the original, Robert De Niro and Jerry Zaks were the original directors, and now this one is being recreated by Steve Edlund, who's amazing, and so yeah, it's something I really think people are going to like, and we're excited to head to Scranton and kind of show it off.
And you're familiar with Scranton. I know you were here for La Festa Italiana. You were even at a Rail Riders game, weren't you?
That's right. Yeah, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, so that was pretty cool to be able to go to the Rail Riders game. And you know, there's a show on the YES Network called Homegrown, which kind of shows all about that Scranton team that I kind of follow from time to time. So that was really fun to be able to head over there. And yeah, La Festa was great, and now we get to come back and play the Cultural Center, and we're all really excited about it.
We can't wait to see you. What a talent. Nick Fratiani in A Bronx Tale, Scranton Cultural Center, Friday night at 8, Saturday at 2 and 8, Sunday at 1. BroadwayinScranton.com has all the details. Everybody's going to love A Bronx Tale, and we all love you, Nick. You're the man.
Thank you so much, my man. I'll talk to you soon.